We're checking in with Freedom Home Care, Christine Nessler, back in the studio. I understand Friday coming up is National Caregivers Day, which makes me think of you guys.
Yeah.
How many caregivers do you have in your employment?
So we have about 67 caregivers, part-time and full-time now.
Wow. People choosing that as a career. What type of person is a caregiver?
Well, we really look for that person that wants more than just a job. So just compassionate, dedicated to their clients and to Freedom Home Care. And then also just willing to kind of go above and beyond on the day-to-day for their clients' needs.
And so when you become a caregiver, I just assume that that's it's got to be somebody, like you said, that's super compassionate.
Yep.
But how do you know if you're matched with the right person?
You know, it definitely is a little matching game because personalities are different. We always say it's almost a little bit like dating.
Even if
that first date doesn't go great, you just give it a second chance. There's some nerves involved, you know. We try to, when we go out and do those assessments and inquiry meetings, a lot of times we'll have a caregiver in the back of the mind by the time we leave that meeting thinking, you know what, I bet this person would be a good fit. Let's see what their schedule says and if they'd be available.
You know what that tells me about you is that you guys at Freedom Home Care are really connected to your employees in that way then.
Yeah, well, you definitely get to know them through obviously the hiring process and orientation and all the training and then the office pop-ins and this and that.
So is National Caregivers Day just a day to recognize those that care for others, provide care for others?
Yes, so it could be like our wonderful employees, it could be family caregivers, but just a way to recognize those that really do that selfless act every day of caring for somebody else.
I almost think it's like paying it forward because then somebody will take care of you when you need it and help out.
Yeah, that's right. That's the hope, right? Isn't it? That somebody out there will
I will hope
care for
so.
You one day.
Absolutely. And so with Freedom Home Care, how do you know if you need a caregiver?
So there's a lot of different signs that that it might be nice to have somebody come in. Maybe it's that you're on a number of medications and you're having a hard time managing all of that. Maybe the day-to-day tasks in your home have become a little bit overwhelming, whether that's cooking or cleaning, those sorts of things, running errands. Maybe it's harder to keep up with your personal cares because showering, bathing, grooming, those sorts of things have become more difficult. It could also be a matter of loneliness or not having family close by, maybe isolation because it's harder for you to get out and about on mm-hmm. your own. So all of those things play in. There's also other examples of maybe you're coming home from surgery, maybe you're coming home from a rehab or a hospital stay, where you just know you need a little extra help while you get back on your feet.
So it could be for a short time.
Yeah, it could be a short time or it could be long term, depending on your needs.
So how do we get in touch with Freedom Home Care to find out more? Maybe we're out there thinking, you know what, career change. It's never too late to change a career.
Yeah.
And this is, you're describing me right now. Maybe this is where I belong. This is what I need to do. Or maybe you recognize some of the conversation that we've had and you or somebody that you love might need some help. How do we get in touch with you?
So if you want to find out more about our services or about working with Freedom Home Care, definitely head out to our website, freedomhomecarellc.com. If you're so inclined to want to become a caregiver, you can apply right through our website. You can also give the office a call to find out about either of those things at 507-387-4663.
So a big shout out to all the caregivers.
Oh, yes. We couldn't do it without all of our wonderful caregivers. We're so blessed to have all these people that want to go into folks' homes and provide that personalized one-on-one care.
Freedom Home Care, Christine Nessler, thank you so much.
Thank you.